You know, I have some amazing friends. I mean, in my view, they're amazing friends. I was at a Zen Center reunion about 2004 or something. I don't know, 2008, I don't know. And I ran into my old roommate from Dasara, Jack Elias. Mm-hmm. And Jack said, "Hey, how's your bread book? You sold a lot of copies of your bread book, yeah?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "You know, I have a book out now too. It's called Finding True Magic. It's doing great." I said, "Oh, well, that's interesting." And he said, "Yeah, I've become a hypnotherapist. And I have a website called Finding True Magic." So I said, "Well, hey, can I work with you?" And he said, "Well, sure." And I said, "But I'm in San Francisco. I'm in Marin County. You're in Seattle. How do we work?" He said, "On the phone, Ed." So occasionally I work with Jack, but you know, the first couple of times was what was the most amazing. Each one has been important. And the first time I talked with him, I said, "You know, I'm really scared, unhappy, angry, sad, you know, dread, fear, terror, you know, list them. I mean, you know, depressed, despondent, you know, whatever, you know, pretty much the gamut of, you know, three categories of emotions, you know, anger, frustration, anxiety, worry, and despondent despair. You know, three categories. You can be, you know, against things, you can be worried about how they come out, and you can be discouraged that they're not happening." And it turned out that a lot of that was because I was a type A person. And I'm trying to do too much. And that's the way it works with type A when you're type A. But I talked to Jack and I told him about this, and then we did some work, and then he said, "Okay, Ed, look at it. You're unhappy because you're watching bad movies. You're seeing mental pictures that, you know, elicit sadness and anger and frustration. You're watching these same movies over and over again. Why don't you watch some other movies?" "But they're true. It's reality. It's what happened. It's what's going on in my life. And it's true, you know." So, and he said, "Ed, that's called the trance of everyday reality." Yeah. We're working, you know, with hypnotherapy here. So those are trances that we can dispel, those trances, and we can create other trances. Now we're talking woo-woo. If you tell this to Zen people, oftentimes they say, "No, Ed, we just sit with what is." And if what is sucks, we just sit with what sucks.
Right, so there's a little disparity there. Right?
Yeah. So I don't know that this is not Zen. It's not your typical Zen. So he told me these various things. And so at some point we stopped talking, and then I hung up the phone and I went to sleep on this solid wood floor for 2 hours. I thought, "Wow, that's fabulous. Isn't that amazing? I just went to sleep for 2 hours." And then a few days later, we talked on the phone again. "Ed, what happened?" And I said, "Oh, it was amazing. I had this great nap, slept for 2 solid hours after our phone call." And he said, "Ed, we call that resistance." So then we went over and over this. And then he said, "You're watching movies that make you unhappy, that make you sad, that make you scared, that make you angry. You're watching these same movies. Why don't you watch some other movies?" "I don't know what other movies to watch." "Ed, you're in charge of the movie theater. Bring in some other movies." "Well, what other movies would I bring in?" "Ed, you're the screenwriter, you're the director, you're the cinematographer. You can bring in whatever actors you want. Make some new movies, create some other movies. You know, don't keep watching these same movies." But it's not reality, it's not true, it's not what happened to me. I need to keep my story." And he said, "But when you keep your story, you're unhappy. So why are you doing that?" And I said, "But, you know, it's what happened, you know? My mother died when I was 3, okay? I mean, it's what happened. And then I was in the orphanage, and, you know, and it's, you know, it's how I remember my mother and honor her, you know, to keep feeling her feelings for her, even though she's not here." Whatever, you know, you have this rationale, like, because you don't know any better than to watch, you know, the same old movies. So he was so persistent. It's what, you know, it's what in that world, you know, you call relentless compassion. Or something like this, you know, it's just completely relentless. and you know, please don't do this to me. You know, you really, you know. And he just kept at it until finally I said, okay, all right, I understand. I'm watching some bad movies. I could watch some other ones. How do I do this? So he said, so glad you asked. He didn't say that, but he said, oh, thank you, good. And then he said, so you try this. You say, okay, now, Ed, would you like to be happy and joyful? So I said, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good, happy and joyful. I could go for that. And so then he said, all right, so if, you know, being scared comes up, you just say, even though I'm scared, I will be joyful and happy. Or you can say, I'm scared, nevertheless, I will be joyful and happy. Either even though or nevertheless. I'm scared, nevertheless, I will be joyful and happy. Even though I'm scared, I will be joyful and happy. I'm angry, nevertheless, I will be joyful and happy. Even though I'm angry, I will be joyful and happy. So I started doing that. And, you know, one thing after another would come up. And, you know, several times an hour, you know, I'm scared, nevertheless, I'll be joyful and happy. And it would pop, it would go away, it was gone. And then I'm angry, nevertheless, I'll be joyful. I'm so discouraged, nevertheless, I'll be joyful and happy. And after about 3 days, it all just was gone. That's woo-woo. That's serious woo-woo. And I don't know if you have to believe it or not, but you know, you do have to do the work. I mean, you have to say, okay, I'm going to watch some other movies. Okay, I don't have to stick to this story about who I am and what my life is about and why it doesn't work and what I need to do to fix it and, you know, why can't I do that? And you don't, you know, at some point it's like, screw it, get on with your new life. So it's a little bit like in Zen, the saying, setting aside what enlightenment would be like, if you had it, what would you do with it? Mm-hmm. Excuse me, but do you really need to be enlightened to do that? Give yourself some permission. Anyway, there's many versions of that. But that was my first, you know, practical encounter. And so then I called up Jack and I said, whoa, this is like finding true magic. So I'm going up to Seattle in September and I'll probably see him. I haven't seen him in all these years, but I refer people to him.